Hey, mamas. Have you ever noticed how ironic it is that we spend so much energy in life trying to control things that aren't ours to control? And the very thing we can control, our own suffering and experience of life and others, we bypass. Let that sink in a moment. Notice where you feel like you're running in circles and getting nowhere but feeling depleted. That's a good place to start. Maybe it's time to lay down that heavy load that wasn't meant for you to carry in the first place. As you stand on the threshold of a new year full of new opportunity, ask yourself what you want to be done with. An unhealthy marriage? Old ways of being? Hiding? Pretending? Shrinking? Abandoning self? A new start isn't all about new promises for doing more. It's also for doing less and letting go. It's about breathing and becoming. This is the part that often gets overlooked. What's your intuition whispering to you, Mama? That's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation Done? Hi there, Mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. Did the holidays push you over the edge? You aren't alone, you know. Everyone has a tipping point, and unfortunately, the holidays are often ripe with opportunity to exhaust, deplete, and drain us. Far too often, mamas try to muscle their way through, hiding beneath the shimmery wrapping paper and ribbons, obligations and merriment, all the while suffocating inside. Because yet again, in the name of keeping the peace, people-pleasing, and showing up for everyone else, they abandon themselves. The truth is that when you want out of an unhealthy relationship, there is no wrapping paper large enough to hide beneath. There's a reason that January is known in the divorce industry as Divorce Month. It's a common threshold for mamas who thought things like, I'll just get through the holidays, or I can hold on just a little bit longer, or I can't do this to my kids right now, or any other version of this. And maybe there's truth within each of these statements, but there's also an undeniable truth that constantly gets shoved to the side. You matter, and you are part of this equation. So, where are you in all of this? And how much pretending can you continue to endure? It's because you care. I know, I get it. Life doesn't happen in tandem with the calendar. Just ask your feelings. When they want out, out they will come. If you don't honor them, they will escape in inopportune times, in upside down, backwards, and regrettable ways. We've all been there and learned that lesson the hard way. But that can be avoided. And while timing is unique and can be strategic, you also can't wait for the stars to align perfectly. Truth is, there's never a great time to divorce. Divorce is hard, but so is living a lie and shrinking as you go. Ironically, we spend so much energy in life trying to control things that aren't ours to control. And the very thing we can control, our own suffering and experience of life and others, we bypass. It is okay to want out of an unhealthy marriage. It is okay to say no more. It is okay to be done. And yes, how you do it matters. But if you know what you know, feel what you feel, see what you see, and shrink at the thought of being stuck here and never making a move, you're ready. It doesn't mean you know what to do or how to do it. It means that you're ready to take an action step. For you, maybe that first step is support. I just want you to step out of this potential divorce scenario for a moment. Think back to a time where you knew something. Maybe it was a decision about a relationship, a job, an investment, etc. Think of a time you felt one way and acted another, but later realized where you had abandoned your intuition. Same applies here. Don't try to buck up against your intuition, Mama. Your intuition will only buck up more. You can run, but you can't hide. And why would you want to? Time and time again, mamas in our coaching program begin connecting dots and experiencing revealing aha moments especially when they drag their feet in a certain area and feel triggered or derailed. Hey, it's so easy to get derailed when you're in such a tender and vulnerable space. When you are a loving, compassionate human being, you're often a feelings magnet. But along with those feelings often comes the opinions and influence of others that may just push you over the edge, especially that of the unsolicited nature. It's hard to trust a path with an unknown destiny, and yet you know you can't stay. Something always happens to the mothers we work with that reminds them that they're on the right track and that they have to keep going. Your divorce will move at your speed. Expect fits and spurts, potholes, and unexpected detours along the way, and especially the wobbles. I'd be surprised if you don't second-guess yourself at some point. It's all a part of the journey. I don't worry when a woman delays. I know she has to move at her own pace. This is how she will find her truth and her answers. But when we betray ourselves and pretend that things are okay when they are not, that we can tolerate something we can't, we tend to fall harder. Hey, some of us need a lightning bolt from above to get the message. Maybe you sucked it up this holiday season and made it through for the benefit of everyone else. How'd that feel? Is this where you want to be a year from now? Just be open to receive your messages. Mamas will often beat themselves up when they paused or second-guessed themselves and trusted the pleading of a desperate spouse, and then find themselves back where they started, but this time more frazzled and worn. I remind them to not waste energy on beating themselves up, but rather use its fuel. What did you learn? What did you see that you are ready to act upon? What can you no longer deny? How do you want life to feel? And while we're at it, can we stop and applaud you for arriving here? Don't bypass what it took for you to see life through a new lens and hold a new vision. Life will reaffirm what we need to see. We just have to open our eyes. I see you, Mama. I know this feels hard and overwhelming, but what you've been doing is actually harder. Maybe you're ready to be done with that. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.